Turn south from exit 72 on Interstate 94 in North Dakota, and you'll begin to encounter some very creative sights. The man behind what you'll see has quite a story. A story that has been ongoing for over three decades now. I'll take you to meet him on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Gary Greff grew up in Regent, North Dakota. The town wasn't large, but had several businesses, and his dad ran the local grain elevator. Gary became a teacher and later a principal. After his most recent tenure as principal, he made a trip back home.
While I was looking for this job, I saw that the town of Regent had gone from a town of 500 to a town of roughly 100 people. The town basically was dying.
Soon Gary's focus was not on another principal job, but what to do for his hometown.
The same year I came home was the same year they paved a road from Interstate to Regent. And I looked up and I said, well, there's a million some vehicles travel interstate. I should be able to bring a part of them down to Regent, but how do I do that?
The town of Regent, though, was over 30 miles from the interstate, quite a distance to draw folks from I-94. He eventually decided the creating huge metal sculptures along the highway might do the trick, but perhaps Gary had an equally huge obstacle in his way.
Never laid a bead of weld in my life, never had an art class, just said, let's go for it.
His first sculpture was of a family, using large oil tanks as the foundation for the sculpture. The first one took almost 3 years to construct. It was now Gary's full-time job. He lived meagerly, but says he enjoyed the time he could spend with his siblings and aging parents as he worked on the project. Gary says folks in the area sometimes don't understand what art can be and how it can help a town or region.
They have a misconception of artists being weird. Basically, they thought I was crazy. Some in town supported me. Some of them said, we'll just see how it worked. Now, 34 years later, I'm still for real.
Today, it is known as the Enchanted Highway, and it draws thousands of visitors every year. And the work is never ending. I'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Regent, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.